And thank you to Eileen and Yvonne for reading that long reading. There's a reason why we read the whole story, the long bit, on Palm Sunday, and it's because it all happens this coming week. Today, of course, Palm Sunday is traditionally when Jesus entered Jerusalem on a donkey. Jerusalem, the capital city, of course, where everything happened, a bit like London, the seat of government, and so on. And so Jesus was welcomed into the city by the crowds, but they weren't entirely sure what was going to happen next. On Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday, Jesus taught the crowds, went to the temple and so on, and healed people and got involved in all sorts of different things. But then on Thursday, he took his disciples, his friends and followers, to an upstairs room. And that's where they had what we call the Last Supper. Or you could call it the First Communion, because in a way, that's what Jesus was starting and beginning. And then after that, after the Last Supper, of course, they went out into the city and went to the Garden of Gethsemane. And Jesus was betrayed by Judas, and he was arrested in the garden at Gethsemane. He was tried in front of Pilate. He was beaten by the soldiers. He was paraded through the streets. And then finally, on Friday, he was nailed to a cross and hung there for 6 hours before he died. And then, of course, on Sunday comes the Easter story. He rose from the dead and appeared alive to his disciples. It's a big story, isn't it? There's a lot packed into it. And it all happens between today and next Sunday. It all happens in this one week. Now, today we've got two things in our service, two big events. There's Ollie's baptism, of course, and we have communion later on. And these are the two things that Jesus told his disciples to do. These are what we call the dominical sacraments, the two things that our Lord said, do this, signs and symbols of what God has done for us in Jesus. Baptism that we held a few moments ago, baptism is an identification with Jesus. I want to follow him. I want to be like him. I want to be a Christian, a follower of Christ. And the disciples actually called it being in Christ. They had this phrase, en Christo. They talked about being in Christ. And I think what they meant was a little bit like, let me give you an image, an illustration. Imagine, for example, that you are a humble bookmark, and imagine that Jesus is this book here. And if I take the bookmark and place it in the book like that, then everything that happens to the book happens also to the bookmark. Now, in Holy Week, Jesus died and rose again. So what the early church, what the early Christians thought was, if you were in Christ, then whatever happened to Christ happened also to you. If we are in Christ, then we die to sin and evil, and we rise again to eternal life with God. What happened to Jesus happened also to us. We are in Christ. And baptism is a sign and symbol of going down into the water and coming out of it again. I know we just threw a little bit over Ollie, but if we did it in a river or in a lake or in the River Jordan or something, then we would actually push Ollie down under the water and he'd come up out of it again. And that's a sign and a symbol of dying and rising again with Christ. Dying to evil and sin and rising again to Christ our Saviour and our Lord, the way, the truth and the life. And that's what the decision and the promises mean in baptism. They mean, I want to be like Christ. I want to be a follower of his. I want what happened to him to happen to me too. Communion is the other one, the other do this sacrament. On Maundy Thursday, Jesus said, do this to remember me. Break and eat bread to remember Jesus' body broken for us. Give thanks and drink wine to remember Jesus' blood shed for us and poured out for us on the cross. It's a fellowship meal. It unites us together. That's actually why we call it communion. We're doing something together. But we're doing it also to identify with Jesus. It reminds us of Jesus' death on the cross every time we eat and drink. So baptism and communion are two things that we do in memory of him, to remember Christ and to identify with him. We do lots of things in the church and indeed in our lives at home. Perhaps even more important than that is to remember who we are. That identifying with him tells us something about ourselves now. That is our identity as Christians, as children of God and heirs of the kingdom and friends and followers of Jesus. And both baptism and communion remind us of that. They're things that we do, but they remind us of who we are. So this Holy Week, this Easter time, remember that you are a child of God. You are a follower of Christ. And God loves you this much that he gave his firstborn child, his only son, to die for you and for me on the cross. You're precious to God. He loves you. So through this week and through the Easter season, remember God's love in Jesus.